Glory to Jesus Christ. What I am supposed to do to inherit eternal life? Very important question. Very important question which we should ask very often ourselves. Because we ask this question many times serves for good for us, because it brings our attention to a real goal of our life. What I'm supposed to do to have eternal life? If this is goal of my life, I have to remind this goal very often to myself, because very often, even verbally, this goal is present in our mind, but practically we don't care about that. And there are several reasons for that. One of these reasons is that we are under influence of this world. And this world really forces to change our mindset, setting of our mind, this way that we see this world as our goal, where I should somehow take care of my life, when I should fulfill my life with all pleasures which are available for me. This is whispering of this world which changes settings of mind, and many times we really take this temptation and we put it to some kind of Christian cult, and we think this is how I should live life. But it is the way how I can inherit eternal life. If God says us, if you love something more, mother, father, sister, brother, property, whatever, more than me, you are not worthy of me. If you love this world or things in the world more than Christ, we are not worthy of him. And this causes a serious barrier for our salvation, for this inheritance of heaven. How can I stand in front of my Lord and Savior and to tell him, oh Lord, please accept me to your kingdom? And he said, well, you didn't care about me, you know, whole life. How you will not feel well in my presence? So this is very important for us to really think about this question, what I am supposed to do to have eternal life, because this question will destroy mindset, way how I think about life, about my goals, about what I am doing in this world, and will bring real values to my mind, good setting. Another reason is that even if we have this real goal and we want to go to heaven, we really try to love God, still we can become slaves of some kind of habits, because it is in our nature that we are always using the easiest way how to live our life, easiest, without pain, with what is pleasant for us. This is something what is in us, and we are really putting to life. And if we put there Christian some kind of Christian values there, we can be stuck in our way. We could be satisfied, and there will be no tension in our soul, tension of this desire to reach for higher things. Look at that man from Gospel. He was perfect, because what he was keeping all commandments. I cannot say that. I don't think that somebody can say this, that we keep all commandments God gave us. He did it. He was perfect, but still we can see that Christ saw in his heart something what caused that he was still in distance from him. He said he saw how he was tied with his world, how he was tied with things which caused that he was in some kind of state of satisfaction, happiness with himself. But God called, no, you should do something more. And he left sad. But we can see, and it is normal for us, that if we try really with good spirit, with good intention, to reach some kind of Christian perfectness, and we come to some point that we are satisfied, we can stay on this level for years, and we become like a stone which God cannot form. We stop on our way if we come to satisfaction. This is important for us to ask, to come to Christ and to ask what I am supposed to do to have eternal life, and to listen. And always when we ask with seriousness in our heart, with this desire really to hear God's voice of our Savior, who wants to save us, who wants to help us, we will get answer. Probably we will not like the answer the same way as the man from Gospel. Maybe we will hear the answer, and maybe we will leave sadly, say, it's impossible, it's too much. It takes a lot of changes in my life. It can happen. It happens always, because it is always challenge. Maybe we will leave from Christ and say, we will feel sorry that we asked. But this answer will be stuck in our mind, in our heart, and this answer will bother us for a long time until we refuse with some kind of even like evil intention this answer, or we try to fulfill that. One priest said that he was reading a book, Instructions of Spiritual Life, and he came to a paragraph which was describing one ascetical practice. And he said, well, this is for monks, it's not for, you know, for normal people. It's for monks. But he continued reading, and that author, this writer, he explained that everybody should do this. And he said, no, it's too much. You know, and he said, but he couldn't continue. These words and his advice hit his heart so much that every day he had this in his mind, these words, this advice. It was always like chasing him, this advice was chasing that, well, you are not doing that, what do you want to do as a priest if you don't follow this, and etc., etc. And he was fighting, he said, over like 3 weeks. And then he gathered courage and he started this practice. Yes, it was, he said, it was difficult because he had to do something more. He had to sacrifice something. But he said it brought him some kind of new inner joy he didn't have before. And God does that to us. If we ask, He always talks to us. Sometimes through sermons, sometimes we hear this in our hearts during prayer time. Sometimes we read a book, and this book will shake us because we see an example which is a thousand times better than our life, and we ask ourselves, where am I if I compare myself with this saint, for example? Or it can come from many other ways, but God always answers if we ask this very important question of our mind, of our life. Let's not be satisfied only. Ask this question, because life is short. Life is very short. And this life was not given to us to enjoy all pleasure of this world. This life on this earth was given to us to get ready for eternal life, for real life. And this is probably even the message of our patron we celebrate today, Saint Nicholas. This wonderful, great saint. He doesn't teach us just to give something, to be kind, to give small gifts for joy. Because this is what we made of him. But this saint gives us some kind of different example. He gives us an example, and he called us to deep unity with Christ. This life in Christ. When our mind is healed, it means that we don't follow world and pleasures of world. We follow God, God's will, and we enjoy pleasures, those foretastes of heavenly life. So may Saint Nicholas pray for us today. And we will be anointing in the after liturgy with oil, with this special mirror which comes up from his relics, for his bones, and we have these precious things here. So and when during this anointing, during this blessing with this kind of relics, let's ask him, who is our patron, who prays for us. May God give us courage to always ask this important question, what I am supposed to do to have eternal life. Amen.